Thank you all.
Thanks, I'm going.
Be safe.
23-513.
Good morning, good afternoon.
You're...
I am Sergeant Matthews, MATTHEWS with the Derby Police Department.
Thank you. A brief statement from both of you at this point.
On behalf of the issuing authority, I'm here today to show that the appellant was determined to be unsuitable based on possibly being associated with a local gang, his history of violent tendencies to include multiple arrests for robbery, assault, and disorderly conduct, as well as an arrest for possession of a firearm that was determined to be stolen.
A brief statement from you, sir?
Just gonna say good morning.
You have to speak up.
Yep.
You may go forward.
In October of 2022, the appellant applied to obtain a temporary state pistol permit. Background check was done through the course of the investigation, which was completed in December of 2022. Through in-house records, there was an extensive history with the appellant that the Derby Police has had. His criminal background did not reveal any information, as most of them were nollied or dismissed. However, I thought that the significance of these incidents were...
So they're not sort of erased cases?
Correct.
So who's gonna testify about them?
So for an arrest that occurred on...
So if you were part of those arrests, you can testify about them?
Right, so an arrest that occurred on, in June of 2022, or I'm sorry, June 22nd of 2018, I was the arresting officer.
So you can testify from your memory on those?
Correct. While on regular patrol, I was in the area and observed somebody who had an active arrest warrant. It was an area that was well-known for drugs, violence, and the individual who had the arrest warrant was known to be involved in drug sale and possibly be in possession of a firearm. That individual was not the appellant, however, the appellant was with him in a group that was out there on the street corner. Upon pulling up and walking out of my marked vehicle with another officer, the individual with the warrant turned and handed something to the appellant. I was unable to see what he handed. However, the individual with the warrant was stopped, searched, nothing was located on his person. But while I was placing him under arrest and searching him, the appellant was not in my view. At that point, I turned to the appellant, asked him, you know, what he handed. He denied that he got anything from the individual with the warrant. And I asked him if he had anything illegal on him, at which point he handed me some marijuana. At the time, marijuana was illegal, and the appellant was juvenile as well. A search of his person did not reveal any other contraband, however, he was also wearing a backpack. In his backpack was located a firearm next to a container of like metal BBs. The firearm, though, was determined to be a real firearm after being placed under arrest and brought back to the police department. It was determined that the firearm was stolen. However, the appellant did say that it wasn't his and provided information that it was the other individuals who had the warrant, and at which point he was arrested as well for that.
What was the date of that?
That was June 22nd, 2018. Additionally, I would just like to notice that, or note that, that on the actual application, he did mark off that he was convicted of an assault in Derby. I did not have any record of that, so I didn't bring it up obviously today, but obviously an assault conviction would be an automatic disqualifier. And while preparing the initial appellate questionnaire, doing a secondary in-house background check did reveal that there were more occasions where the Derby police had dealt with him most recently, or most notably in June of 2024, where he was arrested for family violence matters and was issued conditions of release, which he was then rearrested that same day for violating those conditions.
And what's the status of that case?
I didn't have anything in the SPRC. However, I did review it on the body worn cameras.
No, I was just wondering. Yes. Has that case been disposed of?
As far as I know, because when I ran his SPRC, nothing came back as well.
But it hasn't been disposed of.
No, it has been.
It has been to my knowledge, because I don't have any. Yeah, I didn't have a record of a disposition there.
And the conviction for assault.
I have no record of that as well. We do have, again, multiple incidents of arrests for that. However, no, I didn't see any convictions.
Is there something about driving without a license in 2022?
Yeah, correct. At the time of the background, there was that was the most recent arrest, but the charge was not laid.
Do you have questions for the officer?
Just about the gang part. What gang?
Could you speak
about the gang part? I'm just wondering what gang was that.
So my the background revealed a report where the an individual who at the time was the vice principal at the high school, and she was concerned that you might be associated with a group who was involved in violent activity, and you were calling yourselves SGS, that she believed may be part of a gang. We did not have any record of a gang affiliation or a gang called SGS. However, that was part of the background investigation.
Okay.
You have no other questions for him?
No.
Questions from the board?
The case you're involved in 2018?
Yes.
Was the appellant a juvenile then?
Yes.
Okay. And what were the charges, if you recall?
I do have it here.
Pistol without a permit, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah.
Carrying a pistol without a permit and possession of less than half an ounce of marijuana.
Is there also a risk of injury to a child someplace along the line?
That was an arrest that has since been disposed of.
Other questions from the board?
Are you aware of any other, does he have any pending?
Nothing pending to my knowledge, just again, multiple incidents.
I'll ask the appellant.
Okay.
Anything else from the board?
Just the firearm that was recovered in 2017, was it loaded?
I believe that it had bullets in the magazine, not in the chamber.
Hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else from the board? Okay, your turn.
I know I have history with Derby Police.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to really speak.
Oh. I know I have history with Derby Police Department, but I was never in the gang, and I never will be. I was hanging with the wrong people when I was younger, but I separated myself from them, and I'm just focused on growing. I currently work at Amazon. I've been there for 3 years. It was also mentioned that I have a history of violent tendencies and arrest for robbery, assault, and disorderly conduct, While I acknowledge that I made mistakes, I asked that the board to look at my character, my present character, not my past charges, and for those I was not convicted on. And I worked hard to become a different man, and I made people proud. And I have no felony convictions and no legal issues that disqualify me from owning a firearm. The incident on June 17th, 2024 was also mentioned. I want to be completely transparent about that day. It was a bad day after a long 10-hour shift at work. I let my emotions get the best of me, but that's not an excuse, but it's the truth. I usually handle stress and anger well, but I didn't that day. And the good news is that the case has been cleared. I took responsibility for it, and I resolved it. And I also take the experience as a wake-up call. Man, I've been at Amazon for 3 years. I also completed my firearm safety training course, and I'm willing to take any additional classes or counseling or other steps to show that I am a law-abiding citizen. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Do you have questions for him?
Yeah. Do you feel that you have any issues with anger or anger management?
No.
Have you ever taken any classes?
Yeah, I took classes for the June 17th incident, and I liked the classes. I found it helpful, yeah.
Okay, so those classes were after the arrest?
Yeah, after the arrest, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel that enough time has passed from June 17th of last year, a little less than a year ago, to now that you feel more confident in your ability to handle stress and your anger?
I do, because, after I got in trouble when I was younger, I haven't been in trouble a lot after that. So, yeah, it was a bad day, bump of the road. Yeah.
Would you mind just sharing some of the details of that day and what happened?
So I came home after a long shift, and I started cleaning up, and my mom was in my ear. And she knows how to get under my skin, so I guess that was just retaliated. A way I shouldn't have, but...
Yeah, so are you going to need some details? Because I'm going to ask questions, so might as well just...
Throwing stuff in my room, stuff like that. But when I was cleaning, I was just throwing stuff off the porch to get everything gone. Because, I was just mad. Yeah.
Do you still live with your mom now?
No, she doesn't.
Where do you live currently?
You don't have to say
Derby.
The address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. Do you still live in Derby?
No, I live with my friend.
Live where?
I'm sorry.
With my friend in Naugatuck.
And no, I'm talking about
okay. Oh.
And then the issuing authority unfortunately can't issue the temporary permit?
Yep.
Since you don't live in the same town where they made the decision on your permit.
It's because we're looking for a house right now.
Since you're not living in Derby, there's nothing we can do.
We can't force Derby to give you a permit because you don't live there.
Even if I move back.
It's where we are today.
Where
you live today.
Okay.
And just as... I know it's sort of ending it based on that, but do you have a bunch of pending charges?
I have, it's for a dog.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a dog?
I see rabies vaccinations, dog ownership regs, possession of vicious barking
but
dog.
But it would happen every time I'm at work and I would come home to it and I would have to go get him from the dog pound. I work overnight, 1 in the morning to 12.
And where are those cases standing now?
I missed court on the 5th, so I have to go on the 30th.
Okay, because I see there's a bail commissioner's letter sent.
Yeah, I didn't mean to miss court. I totally forgot.
I wasn't sure if there's warrant still.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, run.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, always good to check judicial before the...
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think there's at least 3 cases pending, all for the dog stuff.
Okay.
Is that out of Naugatuck?
No, Derby.
I think it's in Derby, The dogs were in Derby at the time.
Yeah.
But I'm confused now. Does he live in Naugatuck?
Naugatuck, yeah.
So we can't?
No, we can't. This is just...
So he should be instructed to withdraw his appeal?
I
will
withdraw.
Would you like to withdraw your appeal and start over when you're back in Derby, maybe?
Or a new application.
Once you get settled in to a residence, your permanent residence, that's where you should apply to.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, we can't do it today.
Yeah.
So good.
Thank you.
I'd also offer, because you just heard of when you come before, when you apply for a pistol permit, you got pending cases. Even June 2017, 2024 was recent. Yeah, so that's hard for a group of people or a local police department to say, hey, let's give them this pistol permit. So you probably want to either explore some options for someone, a doctor, or anger management, a letter, a note, something to separate your past. You're young, you're like 24, whatever, but then you feel old, but you do have some considerable stuff on there, including a serious juvenile offense. So do something to separate yourself from that and keep doing the right thing. But incidents like the 2024, it is clear that there's something going on that makes people uneasy. Okay?
All right. You have court on the 30th. Don't
yeah,
do
I know.
Yeah. You might consider getting rid of the dog, too.
Yeah, I already got rid of him.
Yeah. Thank you.